Yo, check it out. A whole new generation of young people today who belong nowhere.
But I prefer to be now cast.
Third culture kids where the content of the Dukan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You're tuned in to the Dukan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
Welcome to your tribe.
How are you guys doing? Ammo Oti, Auntie Reem.
Hello.
Today we have a guest with us, Remy Najjar. He's the man that's going to give us all the gossip about Decathlon today. Hamid Akkawi ma'akum, habibi. Yes, Remy.
Hello,
welcome.
Everyone.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I'm so happy to be here and to give you all the insights.
Remy, sir, the mic.
The mic. The mic.
If you want to sit back, you could do this.
Grab it off.
Take the mic, kick back, relax, do your thing, you know?
So, yes, thank you for having us today. And it's a huge pleasure to give you all the insights about Decathlon and about different topics you would like to ask me about.
Before that, just a step back, we're in Ramadan, you know, a little after iftar kind of topics with you. But the reason why we're doing this with you and also with Decathlon is because Dukan Gets Fit. So just to give you a quick, let me give you some insights about Dukan Gets Fit. Back in
2018.
Ammo Oti, he still has 4 kidneys. If you didn't know, now you know that when you do the first kidney transplant, the whole kidney, they keep it.
So they just let it float around.
Just
in
floats
there.
Around
it's
the
like
body.
Like just hanging out.
Around the body. So this man here has 4 kidneys. This is
I've had two kidney transplants.
Two, four, surgery. Six.
This is a 10-table kidney.
This is a 10-kidney table.
I didn't tell you, but I have 3, so...
You have 3?
I'm joking.
Okay. I was going to make a move.
I was just kidneys. I was just checking how she would react, you know?
Like 11 kidneys. We've never had so many.
So then when he went and he did his normal checkup in 2018, Oti came back pissed off. He's like, I have cholesterol. I have another DCC, TTT, you know, all those abbreviations. Yeah. Everything's high. Yeah. Okay?
So basically, my kidney was not performing well at the time as a result of lack of exercise. I just, life and work stresses. I wasn't training. I wasn't doing anything. And I used to be a very fit person. So my cholesterol was incredibly high. My blood pressure was high. My sugar levels were climbing, but they weren't dangerously high yet.
But they're on the way, Andy. Yeah. Don't get him wrong.
It was pretty bad.
My creatinine levels, which is the main, it's not the only one, but the main measure for your kidney performance, were scary high. As a post-transplant, that's the biggest risk you never want to get into. So that's how it started.
Yeah. And then we're like, man, we need to train. We're like, let's start doing runs. Remember, we used to call them Nando's runs because we used to go to
the greens.
And we used to clock it. It was 3 or 4 kilometer run until you get to Nando's.
And then you eat at Nando's.
Actually, Nando's was like the main.
It was
motive,
the reward.
You know, the reward.
This is what I tell people: you want to get to something, and if you've never started, you need to like find that purpose. Yeah. Whether if it's fried chicken. Or whether if it's
saving your life,
you know,
we're still running from Akawi's, and the destination is to get to Nando's and the greens.
And then after that, you know, we're like, you know what? In order for us, because I mean, we all used to train, but we didn't understand the exact. So we need experts to help us, whether if they're brands or whether if they're PTs or whether if they're gyms. So we got some friends on board from Bear Gym. They also helped Oti out with a lot of sessions where me and Reem also joined in. Nike also came on board. And they hooked us up with some gear, and also they got some of their experts to also tell us about stretching and
nutrition
and the best way to get into that perfect bod. as you see, the only one that got to there is OT and Reem. Now I'm still getting there, but it's fine. And that's where fast forward a year after that, people told us. So we saw OT's Dukan Gets Fit. Is he doing it again? Can we join? And that's what started the movement. And then every year for Dukan Gets Fit, we partner up with the right people, as yourself. And we find the right personal trainers, the right gyms, the right brands to help us get better, and our Dukan Gets Fit tribe.
Yeah, it's our community. Better. It's turned into a really great community.
And we usually train before iftar, but hopefully this year we're also going to have some post-iftar workouts. And you know, it's all about fasted training. That's what it's all about, fasted training. You know what I mean?
It works.
It works.
It does.
It works. So yeah, that's why we're here. That's the Ken Gets Fit, and it's the first week, and it's super fun. It's super interesting. There's a mixture of run clubs. There's a mixture of some classes that are gonna happen at Decathlon, which I'm sure you're gonna tell us a bit more about for this week. And we also have some spinning plyo. Classes and some plyo. We're trying to still trying to convince Reem on that animal flow. But again, remember, we said Reem is selfish. Yeah. Okay? Wow. That's what we're thinking from that. All right?
Listen.
This I'll is not up. About you, Reem. That's, okay. Remy's here. Okay.
We'll move on.
Thanks. All right.
It's Ramadan.
It's Ramadan. Allahumma inni sa'alak adnan sa'al.
It's okay. I can't break his fast and everybody else's in one shot. So we're going to keep it.
Don't break everyone's fast in one shot.
I'm not going to do that.
All righty. So what are we doing with Decathlon?
So with Decathlon, we'll be doing in-house exercises, training. It will be yoga and HIIT workout with several trainers. It will be in-house just to show the other customers that you guys are in the right place. To actually step into being fit.
Yeah.
So while they're seeing you guys working out in our store, they'll get motivated. There's no Nando's. There's you guys.
Fair enough.
There's us.
There's no Nando's.
But there's us.
There's us.
There's
us.
You.
There's
so, yeah. And they have all the equipment around them. So whatever you're using, actually, they can grab them from the shelf and buy them.
Okay.
We can grab them from the shelf.
No, they grab them from the shelf. They pay for it. They wear it and they come back to the session.
No, because look, there's badminton stuff, there's the canoe, there's the tennis stuff, there's the hiking
gear.
There's swimming gear. Like, what if?
No,
what
we're not wearing Speedos in the store.
Not the Speedos,
we're not wearing Speedos in the store.
But what if we get the floaties, you know, the ones you have to, the kids wear on their arms, right? And we get the big donut.
Right? Hey, carry on. Don't live his childhood. Yeah, tell me.
And we wear random stuff like that, and that's what we wear for the HIIT classes.
Why?
Ooh.
Just for the fun of it.
No, I'm here to perform.
It's like puppy yoga. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, if you bring puppies, I'll tolerate it. Otherwise,
I'm saying it's like puppy yoga. This is HIIT classes with floaties.
No, yes. You're just hindering your great function.
But then
form.
Your pump is so severe, the floaty pops.
then you pay for the floaty. Severe? Now you have to pay for it.
Yeah, if you pop it, you pay for it.
I like the idea.
See?
Because it's kind of twisted, you know? It's not the usual yoga or the HIIT workout. 100%. So it's much harder.
Reem's always the unsupportive.
By the way, you guys are like the blind leading the blind. I just want to say, this is a terrible idea. But Khalas, let's do it. I'm for it.
Yeah.
You know, we're here to experiment. But you know, this is what I love about Decathlon. No, truly. It's not just because you're here. And I was saying this before we started. I'm like, every time I'm in a mall and I see a Decathlon,
We go inside.
A nice 30 minutes to go in because like you go and like you take a, you're like a little kid. You start playing football or you start checking out the tennis gear or like you go like, should I put that canoe down on the floor and just sit in it? No.
Yes.
And then you see like the home kit and you go and you start doing a pump and then you see baseballs and you're like, ooh.
It is like a playground.
Oh, dealer, throw it. So you end up 30 minutes and they never kick you out.
Why don't you guys kick us out of the
Decathlon?
Because
we are causing ruckus.
Why? Of course not.
Ruckus.
We would never kick you out.
In the store.
Well, no.
We would never kick you out. We'd play against you. You know, we That's would true. Like compete with you. If you want to play some baseball, we play with you baseball. So, and you will win some prizes.
Nice.
As well. Just you have to knock on the office door.
Okay. And ask for Remy.
Okay. We're going to do that.
N-A-J-J?
A-R.
Yes. A-R. Okay.
So actually, we're encouraging you to discover new sports.
Yeah.
Baseball, you never tried. You'll try at our store. You never tried the floaties. You'll try them at the store.
It's true. No, it's true.
That's right.
Because I've started, well, I haven't started swimming. I'm about to start swimming. And I was in Decathlon the other day. And I didn't actually know what to get. Like, there was a list that they give you, courses give you. And I just showed it to the person. And then I walked out with all the things I needed, which is kind of amazing, honestly. Because when you're trying to find new sports, it's kind of intimidating.
True.
Like, it's intimidating.
We have more than 90 sports under one roof.
Ah.
So whatever you decide.
There's a lot in Decathlon, by the way.
Yo, it's a department store. Like it's like a department store.
It's like IKEA for sports.
It is, yeah.
But you guys have much nicer consumer journey. Like I would never enter IKEA Sarata.
But you know what's really dope too is like...
No offense, IKEA.
No offense, bro. Sorry. Love you guys.
Sweden, I love you.
So when you go up to the counter, there's all these like... I found new protein products because normally... There's all those gel packs and things like that. Those are reserved for like the runners and in my mind and the triathletes. But when I go up to the counter, I see new protein bars. You have like brands of stuff that I don't normally find. And I think that's really cool too. Like we, OT consumes his body weight in protein bars in a day.
I do.
So yeah, it's pretty dope.
Dope. What's the, can you take us like the story of the guy, like the founder, if you know the story of the founder, like what prompted everything to putting 90 sports and such a mixture of sports from like adventure, outdoor, water rafting, all the way to tennis?
So he decided to make the sports accessible to the many.
Okay.
No matter what. So we have the most affordable prices and we have the most advanced products. So if you decided to start tomorrow something and you're looking for a specific product and you don't want to pay a lot because you don't know if after tomorrow you'll go to Nando's and you'll stop working out.
You can eat Nando's and work out at the same time.
You never know. You never know. You never know.
Anyways, carry on.
We're living in reality.
What will happen?
You will be able to afford. You will be able to buy the product and use it.
Yeah.
And if you didn't like it, of course, you have...
We can bring it back?
You have 1 year.
What?
To change your mind, 365 days.
Even if we buy the Speedos?
No, this is
you can't change your mind about Speedos after 365 days.
Please don't.
Nobody just change your mind.
Listen, if Decathlon's policy is you can, I've officially said you can. Do not do it. Don't do it. Like, don't do it. It's a terrible idea.
If they reject it, do not call me. Call Cowie. It's his fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is it my fault?
You're telling people to get Speedos and take it back.
I just said don't return your Speedos.
He did. But he has a Speedo collection, I feel.
No, I don't. I've let go of that life. I've let go of that
life. He's like, that life isn't my life anymore.
That life is not my life anymore.
That's over
now. Sad generation. But okay, are we the kind of people that pick up random sports? No, we're not.
We are.
You are. Wait, you are.
Of course we are.
Reem is.
You seem like.
What does that mean?
I picked up cycling, like road biking.
Right
around
COVID. We picked up
after
golf.
COVID.
Remember?
We picked up golf.
I went to Decathlon and got a glove.
We picked up golf.
We took classes, and then we went to Topgolf.
A few times.
That was it. And I've never actually been a whole 12.
18.
holes, whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
It's a Ramadan episode, Yareem.
No, that's what they're called.
Yareem, salli ala nabi.
Reem hasn't driven a buggy, if that's what you're asking.
You know, but listen.
Around a golf course.
Listen, I think that if there's anything to explore in the world, it's sport. Because you find new communities, you find new things about yourself. Exactly. If you try and, like, if you'd want to explore the world through cuisine, you kind of do that in one shot. But sport requires the development of a skill. Whether you're going to take it there or not is on you. But if you really invest, even in running or in boxing or in paddle,
the pro athlete,
the
right
community
here.
Is part
Good,
of
mashallah.
What.
Mashallah,
thank you, Habibi.
I think the community is a part of what's amazing.
Exactly.
You know,
I think you have three things you'll discover. First of all, before actually stepping into the store and deciding that I want to check this sport, you'll have to discover your mindset.
Yeah.
Mm.
The second part is you discover the community and a lot of new, actually, connections, which is nice. And third, your mindset after you practice the sport. You might not continue like working out or doing yoga or whatever it is, but actually you knew that this is not my thing.
Absolutely.
So your mindset changed.
Yeah,
100%. And honestly, when I did the 10K, that's exactly what happened because first of all, I decided I want to do it for my mindset. So I'm like, you know what? So I'll tell you the story. And the Dubai, when was it? Dubai Fitness Challenge. So they did the 10K on Sheikh Zayed.
Nice.
All right. Okay. So I hate running.
Like he Ron hates it. He hates it.
So I'm like, you know what? Let me run and let me run without music to challenge myself even further. And I wanted to do a 10K under 60.
Okay.
All right. So when I first, I was like, okay, that's my mindset. I said it because I just wanted to challenge myself. Okay, and then through that, I discovered the community. So I discovered the professional coaches that train you on Kite Beach. I discovered the guys that run every day for their own purpose. And then I went and I did it. And that set my mindset so differently because I finished it. And I finished it under a great time. 52 minutes in one.
I don't know what that is.
So you're 100% right on that. Yeah. And it's about sticking to it. So some people, after they're done, they stop.
Yeah.
Sure. Some people go into different sports. That's a whole different mindset.
You discover new things, right?
So, yeah. Absolutely.
As long as you're discovering, you're enjoying your life. That's the most important part. And I can say one thing that you get inspired from people.
Yes.
Like you can see that 70 years old are doing the 10K.
Yeah.
So
are they doing Ironmans, man?
Under 52 minutes.
They're 70 years old. 70-year-old people are doing Ironmans.
Under 40 wow. minutes.
Oof.
Wow.
Under 40, I carry 10K.
Little fuck. No, but really, seriously, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. What's your sport, Remy?
Okay, so I do swimming. Mm-hmm. Practice swimming every week, at least twice. And I love running as well. So next time, we'll do the 10K together with music on. Because you're dying.
Yeah, I guess.
Why, you don't
crazy.
Have a conversation?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To cut the conversation.
That's crazy.
To convince me to wear Speedo, you know?
Okay. Hey. She's the swimmer. I'm not wearing Speedo as a running. I think that's illegal.
I haven't started swimming. I went to one class and I was like, I'm really bad at this. So I'm going to do this. That's why.
But you know, I realized something now. You know that there are people that do sports. Yeah. Like when they do sports, they're fully invested. They're going to train everything. But then people do sports because they like the gadgets. That's Salim Hamid. Okay? Yeah. Like Salim was like, I want to do swimming. So she went to one class. And the guy was like, listen, you need fins, you need the goggles that have the, you know, those, I don't know what, you need a whistle, you need everything. Reem goes to the gathering, comes out with 3-4 bags, does the sports for a week, and then we'd have a garage sale.
The motherland, straight what's up. The problem
She's
with
our
that?
Favorite customer.
You know what I mean? Finally, I'm celebrated.
It's like, you know, I want to start running. I need a new Apple Watch. I cannot do a 10K without an Apple Watch. Please go buy an Apple Watch. But you know, really, there are a lot of people like that. They love the gadgets that are associated with the sport.
I do, because I just feel like it's new. Everything is tactile. Like there's a and you learn, I don't know what it is. You feel like if I will invest in it so that I'll get good at it. And then that investment is also in the gadgetry.
But
I get,
or the shoes.
For me, that doesn't usually come at the beginning. But as I start picking it up, I'm like, you know what? I like this. I want to put more into it. Like, for example, with
cycling,
fitness, like it's just something that feels great about new workout gear. You know, like if you always go to the gym and you're like, you know what? Now you got some new workout. You're feeling yourself in the
it's
morning.
Like, it's like when you're kids and you have a new shoe and you think you're faster than
everyone. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You feel so good about yourself. You're like, oh, I'm going to crush this workout today. Like, it's just something about new gear when you're getting into a sport.
I just think if you want to perform well, you have to dress like you perform well, like an athlete.
Yeah,
you know?
Scientifically speaking, she's right. You're right, 100%.
Oh, that is a thing?
Yeah.
This is the first time.
Wait, what do you mean scientifically speaking?
Wait, the first time Reem's
I want to challenge
the man,
that.
Hold on, let the man continue. Wait. He just said I was right.
Don't
let the man continue.
Before you fuel Reem, what do you mean scientifically speaking?
Remy,
please continue. Tell me how I'm right. Continue.
This is Remy Splains.
She's our favorite customer.
Yeah, true. So tell scientifically,
it boosts your head. It boosts your excitement, you know?
Okay.
Sometimes you've been working out for 2 years with the same clothing, but then you need to change. It's either you change the gym or you change the clothes.
Right.
That's
right.
It. Right. Some people, we noticed that a lot of customers are changing their wardrobes because they want to feel like I'm brand new. I'm going to work out. This is a new milestone. I want to change. I want to lose five kgs. So they changed their clothes.
Yeah.
They buy new equipment.
I guess like a month ago, I went online and I bought like 50 new socks.
You did?
Just like
you
an
did.
Average. And they're different colors.
Next time you go on Decathlon.
Yeah.
I go online.
They have online.
You go online, you go on Decathlon.
Yeah.
You never know. He might
you can get
from
all kinds of like funky socks.
No,
you know?
Did you buy them from Decathlon or you?
Some of them were. 10 out of 50.
10 out of 50. It's a good percentage.
It's a small thing. Huge
but it makes
outcome.
A big deal. It's just socks, but it's just like,
yeah,
it makes
exactly.
a big deal difference.
Exactly.
You know? Actually, I do have a question for you, Remy. What do you think is the number one thing people can do to get motivated to join, to do sport? Like, what is something that everybody who's listening or watching can do?
Besides buying posters of Reem straps that are available on www.dukanmedia.com.
Are we selling
sell
them?
Those.
Okay.
We should.
It'll be
take
artistic.
A picture of Reem's straps.
Artistic. Yeah. Anyways, it's Ramadan.
So I can easily say that they need to imagine themselves after 2 months.
You mean like visualize?
Visualize themselves after 2 months. This will give them like, I want to be there. I want to have
visualization.
I want to remove the extra fat on my belly.
Right.
It's my case.
So you, what
our
do you
case,
do?
Bro,
you
sit, our case. Our
so,
case.
So you sit our alone case. Or what, like how yeah, would someone,
need,
what's the process?
Yeah, they need to sit alone first of all. And they need to imagine themselves, visualize. Yeah, in 2 months, I will be able to fit this dress or this pant. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Each one of us has his own thing.
Fair enough.
Some of them actually, they have like, they visualize themselves with a certain person.
Yeah.
Because they feel more attractive. They feel like, I want to actually feel confident in front of the camera, the mirror, whatever
the
it
person,
is.
The person, yeah.
So it starts from within the mindset and how they visualize themselves. And then they walk in the store and that's it.
You know, fun fact, when I gain weight, I wear the same exact shirt that's very tight on me. So I can remind myself that I didn't hit the gym.
So you created this comfort.
Like I don't go to like an L.
You will also
stick to my mediums.
I see. And then you just adjust your lifestyle till you're comfortable. Yeah. You know, that actually, I can see how that works for you because you don't like being uncomfortable. So whatever it will take to get you back to comfortable, I think that's a really self-aware practice.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty dope. For me, it is visualization. Yeah. You have to decide like, okay, that's how you're going to... But the practice is to do it every day.
Yeah,
to really commit to doing it for like 30 days. And once you do that for 2 minutes for 30 days, it does. It changes your mindset completely, you know?
Because as well, you can see on the trainers' pages on Instagram, you can see that they put before, after.
Right.
The after is a huge thing for them.
It's So you just imagine the after. Yeah. Don't look at the before.
Don't look at the before.
Don't look at the before.
That's why I'm going to put a picture of after, after.
After.
But also I think what helped me personally as well, like when we first started in 2018 was that it's because I would start and then stop. And I used to be very athletic before my surgery. So there's always this issue with like training for a few months, then you'll stop and get lazy and you get bored and kind of completely disconnect and then coming back again. And then there's always these like ebbs and flows of excitement. And then sometimes your time off is longer than the time you've trained. So now you're mad at yourself and you're frustrated. And Rima actually had a great advice back then. She's like, look, just 10 minutes a day, three days a week. That's it. Just 10 minutes. But like creating very attainable, super easy goals.
Achievable.
That are very achievable and are easy to achieve by anybody. True. And just starting there. She's like, I don't have to do a 10K in sub 60.
Right.
I could just do like 10 minutes on the treadmill at a pace of like 6 or 7, like something super simple like that.
Or just show up.
No, but that's very important that you mentioned that too, because there's a lot of people and I know from how I used to be and also talking to people after about fitness when they ask me like, how come you have a routine that's very like, you wake up at 5 and what do you, and I'm like, we all go like, I want a big goal of, let's say, I don't know, a six pack or running a 10K under 40. You know what I mean? But then people always neglect to write the process. And the process of that is writing smaller goals to get that.
Yeah.
Whether if it's, okay, if it's a 10K sub 60, it's not about waking up the next morning and running a 10K and seeing if you're going to hit the sub 60. It's about running 2.5 and clocking that, whether if it's cadence, whether if it's if it's time. And then small steps after that, finishing in 2.5. And then maybe the next day is finishing in 2.5, 3 seconds less, or maybe running a full 4. So people always write that big goal and just... This is what
like
we
look
want.
At
but
the
they don't
goal,
have the smaller goals to get to that. And that's super important.
Which is what we call the 1% better every day. Just 1%.
Yeah, 1%.
Well, that's do like, 1% better than yesterday.
That's atomic
that's
habits.
All that it is.
Yeah. I think what's interesting is I think people, even in the smaller goals, they still set too high standards. Mm. So for me, it's like you just get in the water.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All. You don't do anything more. Once you get in the water, you can check that off the day. But once you get in the water, you're going to swim a lap. And then you're going to swim another. And then, you know, it is about just walking in the gym. 2 feet in the gym. Once you get there, the rest of it will sort of follow.
And actually, you mentioned something very nice, like at least show up.
Just show up, yeah.
And that's what you need from you guys, and the Ken gets fit.
You gotta show up.
show up.
And we promise, our Ramadan, the Ken gets fit journey is actually very easy, very simple. We work on it in a way to make it like accessible for my dad and your dad and your parents. So like, whether you've been training for long or you're brand new and you're just fresh at this and you're trying to figure out how to even get your body to move in a way you want it to, you're welcome to join and we'll make it easy for you.
Because by the third year, we after doing it the first year with only the three of us and the second year with a couple of our friends, we realized that a lot of people that are either close friends or just friends or people that know us, when it comes to, besides training, when it comes to training in Ramadan, the easiest thing they come up with is excuses. It's either, bro, Saim, I can't train. Bro, I don't have the time. Bro, sarahatan, classes are expensive. Bro, I can't find the exact class that I want. And this is where when we designed it, we designed it to also eliminate excuses.
Yeah.
Whether if it's for your level. So, no, it's not too hard for you. It's around, like some of the classes are only 30 or 40 minutes before iftar. So by the time you're done and you shower, addan. So you eat. You're not going to say, oh, I'm dehydrated. Or it's fun. So you shouldn't come and overthink sports. You just come and enjoy it. And it's free.
Well, that's good too.
So but that's also great. So this is why we're trying to design it. No excuse. Just come and be mobile. Show up and just try it. And if you don't come and just I want to lose weight. And I'm like, no, come enjoy yourself.
And yeah. This year we got floaties. We got floaties.
We got floaties.
We got the swimming tights with the butt pads.
We saying do. We need that as a meme. He's just saying, this year we got floaties. You know?
Yo, and just fix the graphics, all the floaties on me. You know? So we'll be at Decathlon. It'll be fun. And like,
yeah. And
they got these little tennis balls, which Akau will probably throw at you guys. So
most probably. Tuned. Well, they also have paddle. They also have a paddle racket. So I'm going to smack him.
He can do whatever he wants.
See?
Pick it up. But what should we expect from the class? Like what should we all expect from the class?
There's the HIIT class and then there's the yoga class.
HIIT class and yoga class. So the first thing is actually you're doing something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're working out in a store.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is actually getting motivated because you're working out next to them and the customers are there. And you can actually check the products. They are next to you. You can take them. Nice. You can practice. And plus, you get fit.
Can I challenge a customer like 1%. On the spot? Bro, drop down and give me 20 and get a 10% off?
No.
Challenge 10%? We give them more.
Oh, no.
Allah.
10%? You have opened Pandora's box. Yeah,
bro, right? I started a small sales stack. I want to see. Khalas, if you give them more, we'll give them more.
10%?
More. I got you, bro. Don't worry.
As I told you, I just...
can we make it mandatory for the employees to join our classes?
Yes.
They will join. Of course. Okay,
even people from head office?
They will join. Head office?
We need to drag them
in. It's mandatory, yeah.
Perfect.
Mandatory.
Okay.
Perfect.
Great.
We'll drag them into these sessions with us.
I'm really looking forward to it. And also, I love when our community gets together. That for me is like... It's such a big part of Ramadan for
100%.
Us. When we all get together, we have a lot of fun. Yeah. And, you know, we're happier and healthier.
Which store are we going to be doing it in?
Dubai Mall.
Dubai Mall. And we also know where the closest shattaf and greatest bathroom is in Dubai Mall.
In the UAE.
In the UAE.
So,
before we get into the shattaf report, just one last reminder. So, Decathlon, Dubai Mall, we'll let you guys know. Slide in our DMs. It's on our Instagram. You can reach us personally online. You can reach us on the Dukan Show or Dukan Media's Instagram. We'll give you all the details. We'll add you to the Can Gets Fit WhatsApp group.
100%.
Part of the community. There's people like you in that group where we celebrate everything. We share our pains and all of it and just kind of have fun throughout the month.
Yeah.
And there's no wasta. You look at it. We're going to post the schedule. You tell us you want to enter. You're in the WhatsApp group and then you come. You don't attend. Come out of nowhere. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Well, we're not organized.
We're probably going to let you train. Don't worry. But still, we want to be organized. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Are you ready, Reem?
I am ready.
Before Reem.
Oh, I apologize. He doesn't know. I get excited.
Remy,
a couple of months ago.
Okay.
There was a lot of talks on the show about, like, for example, I used to not go to Europe because they don't have a shattaf. So I consider it a third world country. And also with the Schengen, and it takes a lot of time. So we stopped going to Europe. But then we were also discussing a whole shattaf kind of thing. We went to Sri Lanka. We because of my like shattaf needs, they found a great villa. You know what I mean? Okay. So people started asking, oh, you know what? Maybe you guys should do like a small like tourist thing where you tell us where the best shattaf is. Alana, I don't go to public bathrooms, but we have Reem that does a public service for our listeners.
I gotta pee all the time.
She goes to public bathrooms. So we started this thing called Shattaf Report. OT, let him hear the button. The Shattaf Report is Reem Hamid doing a public service, visiting bathrooms around the UAE. And she is not just visiting, but she is rating them.
Okay.
She has a 5 rating system. The first one is Shaklo la Shattaf. Is it plastic? Is it hadid? Is it metal? What is it? All right. 2, pressure.
The water pressure.
Water pressure.
If there's no pressure, you ain't clean.
Yeah, if there's no pressure, you're here. 3, temperature. Reem has a certain temperature. Like, what do you say? 24, 25? You
around
know,
there.
I like mine a bit more cold. OT, ma ando mushkili. Yeah.
Because I prep myself for summer.
Oh, okay. You're right.
And then 4 is the aesthetic of the bathroom.
Okay.
And 5 is distance from you to the bathroom. And this is where Dubai Mall came in clutch with some of the greatest bathrooms where we found.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, OT, hit the button. It's the shutdown. Reem Hamid.
Junes.
Oof.
June's in Business Bay. Okay, guys. First
downtown
of all,
downtown.
I'm sorry. Downtown Business Bay. Okay, June's, when you walk to, you're walking towards the bathroom, everything is curved. There's not a single sharp edge. This
so
is
the
not,
journey starts from before.
The journey starts from when you're at your seat. Everything is curved. It's beautiful. Okay, for the for bonus points for the experience, you turn the corner. You turn the corner. Everything is like like granite, and you feel like okay, this is a
and
cave.
It's dim lit.
It's dimly lit. There's some.
I
like,
didn't use the. Why didn't I use the bathroom?
No, it's because you're too consumed. With
I was
the
too
food.
Consumed with the food. Yeah.
But
food,
I'm
fantastic.
Always thinking, and you only think about yourself. I think about the world because I think of the shatafs. So that's why you're only.
I wish I thought about myself. I went to June by myself. Anyways, carry on.
Anyways, so you get there. Okay, so this shataf, its construction, it's somewhat regular,
color.
Guys. Color is silver.
Silver, okay.
Color is silver. It's made of metal, not plastic.
Oh, we're trying to visualize it.
Yeah. And then, but the bathroom itself is all dark. So this is like shining in
ooh,
the heck.
So it's like,
perfect. You sit down. Okay, so first of all, construction, it's good. It's good. It's there, right?
Hala, not because the chef is from Toronto. Hala, you're not doing us anything.
No. Listen. I'm always fair.
Okay.
I'm always
mashallah.
Fair. And so then the pressure, slightly weak. Like I would knock half a point off. Not like it's not perfect, right? Temperature, perfect. Perfect temperature, guys. I cannot stress. I cannot stress how good the temperature was. Toilet paper.
Ooh, we forgot toilet paper. Yeah, that's part of the rating, toilet paper.
You caught me in the middle. I was like focusing.
Sorry, exactly. You're in the bathroom.
Toilet paper, three ply. Now you know you're clean. Now you know
where our money's going.
You know what I mean? You put your money, it goes right back to you.
Bravo.
That's
three,
it.
I it's think like, it's the first three ply location we found.
This is the first three ply location we found, okay?
Wow. Wait, what did you say about Kinoy? Was it three ply besides two. The Japanese
two,
bathroom?
It was two ply.
It was two ply.
This is the first three ply we found, and it's well worth it. So I was very, very pleased.
So, Reem?
The entire experience, only because of the construction of the shataf, I give it a 4.5 because it could have been a metal shataf. Everything else.
It was a metal shataf.
Sorry. It could have been like more. Everything else was custom. This was obviously off the rack. Do you get what I mean?
Okay,
everything
I
else there. And the hand washing experience, guys, the soap smells amazing.
Ooh, we should add that.
That should be part of the category.
Yeah, because if it's like Dettol soap, I'm not there for it.
They had the towel, you know where the rolled up towel is? It's built in so it doesn't get wet. So those little rolled up towels don't get wet when someone washes their hands before you.
I don't get it.
You know how they have in some bathrooms in the hotels, they roll up the towels.
Sah.
If you put them and in some places when women wash their hands, it goes everywhere. And so some of the towels get wet. Not here. There's like a little container on the side and it's built into the sink.
Ah, okay. Because as you know, Reem, as man nahna, we don't make a mess when we're washing our
hands. So your washroom is immaculate.
Like,
so your washroom is immaculate. Like, show me. His hands have never been cleaned, by the way.
Because it's Ramallah. Yeah, don't worry. We got you.
Anyways.
This is when we clean.
As and when. So that's the Shataf report. 4.5 for June's. I highly recommend it. Highly recommend. It's a good experience. It's a vibe.
How was the food?
The food was fantastic. Ooh,
bro, don't get us there, man. Don't get us there. Sarahatan, you know what? Even though this is not an ad, this is nothing, but Sarahatan, you need to give credit where credit is due.
You guys need to go.
June's is yummy.
It is officially
it's a gastronomical
my
adventure.
Favorite restaurant
what, exactly
in right
what he said.
What did you say?
I said it's a gastronomical adventure.
Exactly.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Like,
so
it's a vibe.
I highly recommend it. They do brunch as well, but it doesn't.
Don't go.
All the meals.
Order everything.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah. So that was the Shataf report, and June's did well. Very, very well.
Is it the highest?
No.
Kinoya had the Japanese fancy.
You know,
you know like the one DJ Khaled gave Drake, kind of a bathroom.
And it has like heated seats and stuff. It's just a whole.
It's the one that DJ Khaled gave Drake.
You can't compete.
I need to go try it. On that note, Remy, thank you for coming on the show. This is the Dukan Show, by the way. We go from like sports to mental health to like helping people out to Shataf because it's a Shataf report. But thank you for coming on the show. Guys, remember, the Dukan gets fit. Slide in the DMs. We're going to post the schedule again to let you know when the classes are.
Find us at Decathlon.
Decathlon is this week. We can't wait to go train inside. I've never trained inside the store, by the way.
It's going
to
be a playground. I'm so excited.
And I can't wait to challenge customers while they're fasting. Drop down, give me 20 burpees.
No, we're not doing that.
Why not? They're getting discounts, bro.
I don't want to be ugly.
You wouldn't do 20 burpees until you get 30% discount on your basket?
Tell them, you give me 20, you get a discount.
Give me 20, you get 20? Oh my God.
You don't want to scare them, right?
Yeah.
Just hold the gift voucher like this.
Give right. me 20, you get a 20.
Right?
Since when do you say things so promo. Nicely? Hey, give me 20.
I just gave it to him. I just gave it
have
to
you
him.
Met me, bro? Yeah.
Because it's Ramadan. If it wasn't any fine, time fine. Of the year, fine. But it's like Ramadan, you got to be gentle with people, you know?
Again, Remy, thank you for coming
thank
on the show.
You.
Thank you guys for having me. And we can't wait, honestly, to have you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wallah, we can't. And we can't wait until you tell us, can Reem Hamid host an Animal Flow class? We're not going to get into that now, but it's coming. Trust me, people. If we manifest things as much as we can into this world, it will happen. And Reem, I see you on a stage, Animal Flow.
I'm a lone wolf, bro.
What but do they say? Watch the space.
But
watch the space.
Akawi stand-up is in the making. Don't you guys worry.
If you want me to do a stand-up, you're opening for me with an Animal Flow class.
We'll talk. My agent will call your agent.
Well, you are my agent. Anyways, guys, we love you. I'm Moti. Stay great.
Yes, sir.
Reem, we're waiting for the class.
Yeah.
Remy, we'll see you at the store. Thank we love you guys. Dukan gets fit. Peace. Ramadan Kareem.
Come work out with us. Come work out with us.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.